Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. Hey everybody, if you're enjoying the podcast and it makes you laugh, do me a favor, share it on your favorite social media and with your friends. I really appreciate it. It helps the podcast grow, and that way I can torture new victims. Also, if you're feeling generous and you want to donate to the podcast, there's a button below. Hit that button and you can donate as little as a dollar a month. You can either feed starving black kids or help me buy my antipsychotic medication. Your choice. Anyway, let's get into the pod. All right, so this week on the podcast, I've got a guest. She's cute, she's sassy. It's Jamie. Say hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so... yeah, it is hot. Take some clothes off.
I will.
So I'm drinking the Moscow Mule from the copper can. It's pretty good. It's got three shots of it. Holy titties. There's boobs out. Nice.
Okay,
I like it.
We don't need to announce that.
Sweet. So yeah, I like this drink. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Woodchuck Hard Cider Mimosa. First time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Champagne usually makes my clothes fall off. But it doesn't matter with you.
Yeah, they're staying on regardless.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about Friday. What happened Friday? We went to Jethro's. What did you think about Jethro's?
Well, that was pretty good, except for the after effects with you.
Yes. So I ordered like Chipotle barbecue chicken tender chunks.
Yes.
And white Russians.
Even though I tell you every time... but you shouldn't do that kind of stuff. Mm, but
thank you.
You do.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Mommy, look at them boobies. Oh, my God. So,
and then you call me Mom.
That's gross.
Who has the problems?
So yeah, I had explosive diarrhea at like 3 in the morning. I had to wake up.
And you used all my toilet paper.
All of it. And it was rough. I was like rocking back and forth on the toilet. And the worst thing is I have so much asshole hair.
God,
like it was going through a strainer. It was almost like I was shitting through a bird's nest or like a wicker basket.
And
it was
you know this experience, how?
Well, I'm just letting you know it's what happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm
I did shave my butthole today.
Oh,
so
good.
I squatted down in the shower and I shaved it. So it's
remember that one time when I shaved your balls?
We'll talk about that later. Okay, so yeah. So we'll keep going. So that happened last night. And then today, so I had the Airbnb guest stay.
And Chris's Airbnb is like a revolving door of roommates. So you just never know what you're going to get with him. So yes, I'm excited to hear about this one.
Right. So he was looking for like a somebody to help move. Well, go figure, I'm a freelance mover.
You're a freelance, didn't you?
I got a freelance... penis jokes. I was helping him, wanted to move some stuff out of his soon-to-be ex-wife's place. Anyway, so I was driving 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving over to Cedar Rapids to help him move, and I'm hallucinating because I'm tired.
Oh.
Have you ever noticed that, like, semi-trucks, when they're going down the road, they look like a robotic chef?
No.
Oh.
Not. No.
Okay, so I was hallucinating. My eyes were, like, really... starting to close, and I saw like the tail lights of the semi look like the eyes.
Okay.
And then it has like reflective tape on the bumper that looks like teeth.
Okay, I get it.
And then the back of the semi was like a giant white chef's hat.
Mm.
And I was like, so I had to stop at a gas station, of course, because that's where you get breakfast.
Yes.
When you want to have diarrhea.
Again.
and a coffee.
Yes.
And so I head over there, and I get up about 8 o'clock is when I show up. There's three cops there.
Awesome.
And I was like, hello. And I quickly identified myself.
For why?
So they don't arrest me.
Oh.
So we start moving stuff in and out. It was pretty easy as far as, you know, she was decent and
who is she?
I have a lot of problems with women's names and
but what was she?
She was a person.
Oh, well. I mean, was she a cop?
Oh, no. This is John's ex-wife.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We went from cops to a woman. Didn't know if there was a woman cop. So, here we go.
It's Halloween. Right. I'm sure we'll see a few.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. Okay, so then helping him move. Like, so he hired me to move furniture, like heavy stuff. Oh my God, we're losing more clothes. It is hot in here now. So you're dressed up for Halloween. You're dressed up as a
sloth.
Okay.
Well, a sloth. It's a onesie.
And I'm dressed up as a lumberjack because
he has no originality.
Real men have wood.
No, real men. Then he's not a real man, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you count twigs.
All right. So the move goes quickly, but he hired me to move heavy things, like 2-man jobs. So I'm carrying up like pieces of paper. He's like, here, carry this blanket. Here, carry this tea kettle. Carry this.
Lovely.
Carry this ornament that hangs on a Christmas tree.
Oh.
Like, whatever. You're paying $30 an hour. You can. And then so we eventually start moving tables and whatnot. So get the move done, everything thrown into his storage unit. And then I start heading back. And you know what I've never seen? So I'm heading back home. Mm-hmm. And you know what I've never seen? Okay, so it's hunting season.
Right.
And people hunt deer.
Mm-hmm, yes.
They gut the deer.
Right.
And then they put it on the bicycle rack. On the back of a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
They do not.
That's exactly what they do. I should have taken a picture because it's like there's this deer carcass that was like strapped down to a bicycle rack.
Oh.
And it's just like flailing around in the road.
Oh.
And I wanted to hop out.
I know you did.
I wanted to. I didn't. I held it
pansy.
In.
Pansy.
I held it in. And so I wanted to
do.
Get. You. Oh! So yeah, there was guts, and I've never seen that before.
Oh.
Well, interesting.
Happy Halloween.
So I get back home, and, get cleaned up, and the neighbors come over.
As you're in the shower.
Right, I was showering, mm-hmm. and I hear a knock on the door, and I thought...
And these neighbors, ladies and gentlemen, they're huge creepers.
They're nice people.
They're creepers. They like to watch him work out in his underwear.
Whose fault is that?
Not mine.
Probably mine, because I'm...
Well, you must seem to enjoy it.
Lifting weights naked.
Not naked.
I don't want to drop the weight on my massive penis is the problem.
Yes. Yeah, so.
It is humongous. It's actually carrying my penis is almost like weightlifting itself.
I have a hard eye roll.
You got a hard something. Not I'm going to give you a hard egg roll is what I'm going
to
do.
Wow. Anyways, back to these neighbors.
Hey, how's your drink?
It's all right. All I think right. It doesn't taste the greatest because I just got done brushing my teeth.
Good. I like mine. Maybe they'll sponsor the podcast.
Moscow Mule? You have to actually
make
be
money.
Popular.
I've made 64 cents so
Whoa!
Far.
Whoa!
Yeah, you shut the hell up.
Hey, you know what? That's date money right there.
It is. I'm going to take you out for a McDonald's cheeseburger.
I don't like those.
Nah, they don't like you either.
They don't like you.
So the neighbors dropped off like a protein shake in the weight room. So I felt obligated to go over and talk to them. And old people get going, mm-hmm. and then they don't stop.
Right.
And it's a random.
Yes.
Like, hey, how are you?
I deal
How's
with
the
this
kids? How's your...
Weekendly.
Your tree's growing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'll work on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, look about the grass in the backyard. We're getting old. We can't afford to go on a trip. I'm like, what? And they're like, mm-hmm. my uncle died and they gave us money.
Oh, okay. So same brain capacity as you.
Ouch.
Okay.
They're slowly falling into dementia is what's happening.
Poor people.
I know. But, so then get ready to come over, and now we are dressed up, and we're going to be heading out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Going to go to Slaughterhouse. Not Slaughterhouse. Go to Scared DSM.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And we have to stay up past our bedtime.
Bedtime. So yeah, I'll keep you posted. Mm-hmm. All right. Time for an ad break.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Mario. Halloween shenanigans. Okay, so how'd the rest of the evening go? I thought it'd be fun. I'm kind of a spontaneous guy, and I like to fly by the seat of my penis. So I Google searched things to do near me tonight. Google pulls up a list of shit to do, and I'm flicking through the list, and then one of the options was like a venue that had live music, costume contest with food and drinks. I'm like, shit, yeah, let's go do that. So we head downtown Des Moines, we dress up, we got our costumes on, so we're dressed up, we get some cash out, and then go up to the building, and it's like, hey, you got to enter a code to get in the building, but it's like taped on the side of the door. It says 11111, like, hey, original. So hit the code, get buzzed in, and it says the event's on the 6th floor. So we hop in the elevator, ride the elevator to the top, and you step out in the lobby, and it's like, oh, there's a party. There's people with, like, tuxedos on. I'm like, this is fucking fancy. Then I'm looking around, I'm like, wait a minute. There's, like, a table with, like, a book to sign your name in, and there's gifts on the table. And Jamie's like, I don't think this is it. And I grab a teenage kid that's, like, running drinks around. I'm like, hey, come here. I said, my name's Chris. What's yours? He's like, Billy. I said, hey, Billy, you got a second? I said, what's going on here? And he's like, it's a wedding. And I'm like, well, what happened, though? The venue, you know, was supposed to be, like, live music and dancing. He's like, I don't know what to tell you, sir. And so I get on Google again. I'm flipping through, and I'm like, I ate a fucking pile of dog shit. I'm like, it's the wrong date. You idiot. So it was for earlier in the week. Like, damn it, Google, you fucked me in the butthole. But so it's like, it, you know, it did have dates that were that, but this particular suggestion was not. So, oopsie doodles, I'm a screw the poodles. But so I'm like, crap. So, you know, Jamie's like, you're a moron. We head back downstairs and go back to the truck. I parked on the street. I did think it was funny. There was a homeless lady, obviously on drugs, and she was screaming about her cat's nipples. So at the top of her lungs, screaming like a maniac. And I really wanted to go have a conversation with her, but Jamie was like, no, you'll get stabbed. I'm like, But so we go kind of scoop around to Exile Brewing, which is like a restaurant, and go in there and have some dinner. And yeah, I would definitely recommend the what was it, prime rib with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans with bacon. Very nice. Had a beer and some ice cream because I'm a fat shit. And then the evening's haunted house wasn't until 9. So we kind of drove around for a little bit. And then we get over to the haunted house. And I had paid extra, like, for a VIP experience. Last year when I went, I had to wait in line. There was, I don't know, a few hundred people at the haunted house. And so I just paid for basic tickets. And I had to wait in line, like 2.5 hours. And I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that again. That's bullshit. So I, you know, the website where you buy the tickets for the haunted house, it had, like, different upgrades, you know, 20, 40, 60. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's just go all out. I got a bonus at work. And, you know, well, let's drop 60 on each ticket. It says you get, you know, you get food and drinks, t-shirt, whatever. But, and then you get in, you get to skip the line. And then you get to scare people. So I was thinking, oh, I get to scare people. Maybe I could reach a hand in and grab a boob or something. Grab a butt. Grab a wiener. But so so we get in and, you know, check into the booth. And I'm looking and there's, like, only, like, 20 people standing around. I'm like, what? It's, you know, the 30th. It's, like, right at the time of, like, Saturday night. Like, you'd think it'd be, you know, crazy busy. And so they're like, oh, we got VIPs here. Like, yeah, calm down. And we walk up, and they walk us to this room where the VIPs are, and they have, like, gushers and a Mountain Dew for food and drink. I'm like, God damn it. And then, so, yeah, I got fucked. I'm like, God damn it, I'm batting 0 for 2 this night. Like, I really shit the fucking bed. So, the haunted house itself was fun, right? But, yeah, clearly I overpaid for the VIP experience that had animal crackers and bottled water. So the haunted house was good time, and then left. But yeah, I had a pretty good time this weekend, and outside of being self defecating because I shit all over myself about what a horrible piece of shit I am. No fun. We had fun. So yep. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. You know, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, what the fuck just happened to my brain? You can give me a rating. 5 stars, preferably. Well, chances are that's not going to happen. If you want t-shirts, I got that. You could buy a shirt for nipples or beer mugs. Good God, it's a fucking shit show this time. Chris Bassett, creator-spring.com. There's a link in the description because what the fuck just happened? I had a stroke. if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button. I think I said that earlier in the podcast. It's dementia. All right, later, masturbators.